弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brother, sister, good morning.
我们很高兴大家在主日回到神的殿中。
Very happy we can get together on the Sunday worship.
我们一起敬拜神是我们这一个星期最盼望的事情。
So it's something we're looking forward on Sunday to worship God together.
今天我们就继续我们讲的这个心理健康与基督教信仰的系列。
We'll continue to talk about the mental health and the Christian faith.
那在开始之前我们先做一个简短的祷告。
And let's pray first.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
因为你是赐福的神。
You have given us so much blessing.
我们感谢你祝福我们这一周的生活。
And we want to thank you for you have blessed our life this week.
我们恭敬将我们今天所传讲的都仰望在主的恩手当中。
We put whatever we need to talk about in your hands.
让我们分享的都合主你的心意。
So whatever we share, that is really according to your heart.
愿我们心所领受的都能够讨主你的喜悦。
Whatever we receive will pleasing to you as well.
我们求主你看顾我们在座的每一位。
So continue to look after every one of us here.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在我刚来加州的那个时候
So when I just came to California,
那我就遇到了一个加州大学尔湾分校有一个学生。
I have met this young student from UC Irvine.
他后来因为这个毒品过量就去世。
He died from the overdose.
那么他的父母呢就在我们的那个教会哈。
His parents were in our church.
非常的震惊也非常的伤痛。
It was extremely shocked and saddened by it.
没有想到辛辛苦苦把孩子送到去大学去发生这样的事情。
And they never expected when they send their kids to a college that will happen something like that.
那么自从1999年以来啊。
And since 1999,
美国已经有100多万人死于药物过量。
And people have died from drug overdose of more than 1 million people since 1900 in the United States.
那么根据2021年的数据哈。
According to 2021.
因为我们现在还没有2022年的数据。
And so we do not have the data from 2022.
那么2021年美国因药物过量死亡的人数是107,000例。
And there were about 100,700 people die overdose in that year.
所以这样的话我们就知道说这个比例是在逐年的增加。
We know that has been a continual increase substantially.
那么受害当中也有相当多是年轻人。
And many victims were young people.
所以残酷的现实啊是很令人触目惊心的。
This hard reality is really shocking.
美国号称是世界上第一强国哈。
United States claim they are the most powerful country in the world.
那么它的军事力量呢，可以说是天下无敌。
And their military power is undefeated.
那核武器可以把地球毁灭几次都可以。
And their nuclear power can destroy Earth several times.
但是对毒品，就在我们这个接邻的这个边界上他就一点办法都没有。
But they feel very helpless that to deal with drugs.
所以这是令人非常悲哀的一件事。
This is a very saddened thing.
所以今天我们所谈论的这个主题呢就是关于瘾性的问题。
Today we're going to talk about addiction.
那么酗酒和毒品是最常见的两种瘾性。
So two of the most common addiction are alcoholic and drug.
那么在美国是造成了相当严重的社会危害。
This has become a serious social problem.
每年造成的经济损失呢，那也是不计其数的。
And so it has a countless economic losses.
那我们作为基督教信仰，我们怎么样去看待瘾性的问题？
So how does the Christian faith view the addiction?
我们是否有根治瘾性的解决的方法？
Do we have a solution to cure this issue?
所以我们首先就先来看一看理解一下这个隐性的行为是怎么回事。
So let's look at some characteristics of addiction behavior.
所谓的隐性啊，就是人对于化学药品的依赖。
So what is addiction? It talk about dependency of a chemical.
那么这种强迫性的依赖实际上对人的心理跟生理上都是一种毁灭性的打击。
This very compulsive dependence has a destructive effect on people's physical and mental.
所以简单的说，瘾性就是一种束缚。
So simply, addiction is a bondage.
是一种捆绑。
It's a bondage.
所以在药物的控制下，这个人没有办法自制。
They cannot control themselves under the drug influence.
他丧失了一个正常人的功能哈。
They have lost their normal function.
不但自己的身心得到很大的摧残，
Besides, their physical and mentally affect being affected.
而且它影响到周围的人，
And also affect others.
因为由此看来，这个瘾性对家庭跟社会造成的影响啊，是可想而知的。
So therefore, the impact of addiction on family society can be imagined.
其实无论在医学方面哈，还是说心理学方面，甚至信仰方面，都有很多的专家来去研究说我们怎么样对付瘾性。
So regardless of medical, psychosocial, or faith aspect, a lot of experts go to great lengths to find out effective solutions.
但是问题是，瘾性一旦形成的话，你想打破它的束缚就不是件容易的事情。
But once the vicious cycle has formed, it's very hard to break.
那确实有些人可能会康复啊。
And some people may be recovered from addiction.
但是我们知道这个复发率非常高的。
But relapse is very high.
所以关键的原因就是我们对瘾性的这个东西的认识还不是很透彻。
But so we do not understand addiction thoroughly.
所以我们首先来看瘾性形成的过程。
So let's look at the development of the addiction.
这个瘾性呢，大概形成是三个步骤哈。
And there's about three steps.
那第一个步骤就是说，它首先有一个过往的伤害。
So the first one is talk about the past, either hurt or trauma.
那么一个人为了对付他过去的伤害，他就是靠这些化学物质来想办法去减轻他的痛苦。
In order to deal with the past trauma, they want to use something to escape.
这就是第二步，他要逃避这个现实。
And secondly is they need to escape.
那第三步的话呢，就是这个瘾性形成了恶性循环，他就完完全全被这个东西控制住。
So thirdly become a vicious cycle, they are totally controlled by the drugs or alcohol.
所以我们先来看这个过往的伤害。
And so let's look at the past trauma or hurt.
所以这过往的伤害可能是很多种各种不同的方式。
And there may be different kind of thing happening in our life.
可能是童年的时候受过虐待。
And can be the childhood abuse.
也可能是过往的生活经历中受过伤害。
Or maybe past hurt in your life.
也可能是孤独。
Maybe loneliness.
那么也可能是各种各样的原因。
Maybe various reasons.
但是每一种隐性的背后都有一个深刻而挥之不去的伤痛。
But it behind the addiction, there's something hurts.
当这些东西没有真的得到医治的时候，
It without complete heal.
那么就成为人们对入隐性的这个一个导火索。
And so you become a cause of the addiction.
那么其次的话，就是慢慢的他要进入这个逃避的阶段。
So the secondly is talk about they want to escape.
那么逃避，因为他实在没有办法忍受自己要面对这样的痛苦。
Because they cannot bear the pain, so they need to escape.
他希望在隐性中可以得到一些解脱。
They want to receive the relief from whatever the drug or alcohol.
所以人们看到一些东西哈。
And so we sometimes we see something.
他们用这些东西就发现，哎，这个东西对我来说感觉良好。
So they see something that make them feel good.
可以减少我的伤痛。
Can lessen my pain.
可以麻木我的感觉。
Can numb my feeling.
但是，这是人们就是初始了学会说我怎么样去对付我的伤害的办法。
And that is the beginning how they cope their pain.
慢慢我们觉得这个世界上最好的东西了。
And gradually, those whatever they addict to is the bad thing.
一直到瘾性让我们的生活变得一发而不可收拾。
And until they cannot control anymore.
那最后第三部分的话，人就是被瘾性完全的给控制住。
And lastly, they were totally controlled by their addiction.
难以自拔。
They cannot get up.
上瘾的人明明知道是错的。
And even though they know it is wrong,
但是那个摆脱痛苦跟伤害所带来的那个欲望是如此的强。
But the way they want to escape is so strong.
他们都成了撒谎的专家了。
They become very deceptive.
所以所有上瘾的人一个特别，他肯定要欺骗。
And one characteristic of those addict is they deceive.
甚至他们周围那些他们最爱的人也是一样。
They also lie to people around them.
我们知道有些毒品的人他要拿钱，对不对？他要撒谎，到处去借钱，他要去买毒品。
And people who is involved with drugs, they need money to buy drugs.
那么对于酒瘾的人，你知道他把酒的瓶子要藏得到处都是。
For those alcoholics, they need to hide their bottles.
因为他知道这个是不应该让人家知道的。
Because they want to hide, they don't want other people to know.
这是但是他们为了要得到片刻这种身体上的满足、啊、
They want to get a momentarily relief.
所以最后就不顾一切沦为隐性的奴隶。
And they become a slave of the drug or alcohol.
那以前有一个弟兄叫 Richard、啊、
And there's one brother, his name was Richard.
那么他其实有一个很好的家庭。
And he actually had a very good family.、
嗯、他有一个很温柔的太太、啊、
His wife is very gentle.
还有一双儿女
And also two children.
家庭很幸福
It was a very happy family.
但是他就是这个酒精成为他的最好的朋友了
Then he became an alcoholic because alcohol became his best friend.
为什么呢？因为他在投资的时候失败了
Because when he invested, he failed.
那么他后来就不得不去做一份工作是专门去卖酒汽车推销的、啊、
So he became a car salesman.
他就根本不喜欢这个工作。
He did not like the job.
但是他也没有办法。
But he could not help it.
想起来自己以前是多么的风光哈。
Because he was a very successful investor.
那么现在就是每天要这个恳求别人要买车哈。
And now he's begging other people to buy cars.
所以他每天就在酒精里面寻得安慰。
So he tried to get comfort from alcohol.
所以每天都躲在他们家的这个地窖里面、啊、
And so he's hiding in the basement.
那个是他的 safe haven.、啊、
That became his 安全的港口。
所有的这个酒都藏在那个地方、啊、
All the alcohol is hiding down in the basement.
他的太太也是知道的嘛。
Even though his wife knew about it.
但是没有办法。
But cannot do anything about it.
直到有一天
Until one day.
那天他可以早一点下班到家。
And one day he came home a little bit early.
到了家以后家里没有别人。
And there was nobody there.
你知道他做什么事?
So what did he do?
喝酒。
Start drinking.
直到他喝自己就完全就昏过去了。
So he lost consciousness.
结果呢、他太太回到家看到他躺在地上哈。
So his wife found him unconscious.
赶快打911把他送到医院里面
去。And called 911 sent him to the hospital.
医生一看他血液里面酒精的浓度简直是到了一个非常毒性的一个程度了。
And his alcohol level is extremely high.
所以这个事情才突然间爆发出来。教会的人才知道说哇这个人每天在喝酒喝得那么厉害。
So this was exposed and people in the church know that he was drinking a lot.
那么我们面对这样的隐性的话呢出路在哪里呢
And so what is a way out when we have this, facing this addiction?
其实最近几十年呢人们一直在探讨这个隐性的问题、啊。
And a lot of people are studying what caused the addiction.
那么人们一直在争论到底这个隐性呢是人的罪性还是一种疾病。
People argue whether it's a sin or it's a disease.
我们大家怎么看
?What do you think?
你觉得隐性是罪性的
Do you think addiction is a sinful nature?
嗯，有。OK.
Raise your hand.
那有不少。那你觉得隐性是疾病的
？If you think it's a disease, raise your hand.
这么多人哦，好，好，谢谢大家哈，大家，这个我们也参入这个争论哈，这个是很多人在这看，因为这两种看法呀，说如果有的人认为隐性是罪性，他就认为说，既然是罪性，就可以应该是得到根治。你可以得到医治。
So if you think that is a sinful nature that can be cured.
那么 另外一些人认为这个隐性是疾病哈，那就是你跟你的基因呢、啊、跟环境啊什么这些有关系。
Some others think it is a disease have to do with your genes and environment.
那么这两种观点呢好像有点水火不相容。
And those two school of thought are very, are incompatible.
那今天我们来看三段经文哈。
And so let's look at three passages today.
我们来探索一下这个隐性的痼疾。
And let's look to explore the addiction's affliction.
第一段经文是在箴言的第23:29-35.
First in the Proverbs 23:29-35.
箴言23:29-35.
So 23:29-35.
谁有祸患，谁有忧愁，谁有争斗，谁有哀叹。
Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises?Who has bloodshot eyes?
谁无故受伤？谁眼目红赤
？And so those people who has shot eyes, already have bloodshot eyes.
Okay. 就是那流连饮酒、常去寻找调和酒的人。
And those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine.
酒发红，在杯中闪烁，你不可观看。虽然下咽舒畅。终究是咬你如蛇，刺你如毒蛇。
Do not gaze at wine when it's red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly.
你眼必看见异怪的事，你心必发出乖谬的话。
Your eye will see strange sight, and your mind imagine confusing things.
你必像躺在海中，或像卧在桅杆上。
You'll be like one sleeping on the high seas, laying on the top of the rigging.
你必说人打我，我却未受伤；人鞭打我，我竟不觉得。我几时清醒，我仍去寻酒。
They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink?
Yeah, 这段经文可以看到说，把酒精对于一个人的影响描写的。非常的透彻，对不对
？Talk about very thoroughly, describe for people who seeking, drinking wines.
尽管如此，酒精仍然是瘾君子的生活动力。
And that, but although they know that, but it's to become their, drive, of their life.
我们看到他们最后的呐喊是什么呢
？What do they say?
我几时清醒，我仍去寻酒。
When do I wake up? I still looking for next wine.
所以无论这个酒精有多么严重的危害性、啊、
No matter how dangerous it is
那是成为这些瘾君子活下去的唯一动力、啊、
And become their motivation to live
所以他们生活的一切的核心就围绕着我下一次得到满足
And so their life, their focus of life is when do I drink next
所以按照圣经，醉酒是被雷列为一个严重的过犯。
So in according to Bible, the alcoholic is is extremely serious.
我们知道圣经有很多地方把那些罪都列罗列起来哈，比如说像哥林多前书5:11。
And so in the Bible, very often lists the all different type of sins.
那加拉太书5:19-20都列过很多。
And in Galatians and First Corinthians, all talk about it.
那么醉酒都在其中。
And drunkenness is always listening there.
而且醉酒与奸淫与拜偶像一样、啊、
And so the alcoholic and adultery are the same.
这是为神所痛恶的、啊、
And it's be hated by God.
圣经也记载过有些人因为醉酒结果就发生了更严重的过犯、啊、
And so a lot of people become drunk and they commit more serious crimes.
比如说像挪亚对不对
And just like Noah.
就是属于这种情况
And it's under that.
那么醉酒就成为了一切隐性的鼻祖
And so the actually drinking or alcoholic become a originator of all the problems.
其实醉酒可以作为一个例子我们看到它几乎是所有的这个隐性的所有的特征你都可以发现
And so for alcoholic usually has all those characteristics of addiction.
所以这样看来，我们说罪性，这个醉酒是不是属于人的罪性？
And so can we say
是罪性
The alcoholic is belong to the our natural sin.
那么这个 醉酒是不是酒精这个上瘾，是不是也是一种疾病呢？
But is alcoholic, the addiction is a disease.
那么根据牛津字典的定义哈，
According to Oxford Dictionary definition,
疾病应该包括两个方面。
A disease consists of two parts.
那第一个方面就是说人的结构或功能障碍。
And so structure or, structure or functional impairment.
尤其是具有了已知的原因和一组特定的症状。
Especially the already known, known cause and a set of symptoms.
或者是体征。
Or, signs,
或者是解剖学上的一些变化
or anatomical changes.
所以这个特征是 很明显的、啊、
And those are special, special qualities are very, very clear.
那么第二部分就讲到说这个可能会第个人或者是群体会产生不利影响的特定品质和习惯。
So those characteristics will actually affect people to form very negative habits.
所以根据这个定义的话，我想瘾性是满足了疾病的这个条件。
So addiction actually satisfies it is a disease as well.
而且具备了疾病所有的特征。
And the, meet all the requirements of as a disease.
所以啊，这个瘾性啊，既是罪性，也是疾病。
Therefore, addiction it is a sin and also is a disease.
换言之呢，也就是说，它既深深地根植于人类的灵性的堕落，同时也与人的情感和身体是密不可分的。
So it is both rooted in the depravity of human spirituality at the same time that is inseparable from human emotion and body.
所以，我们如果只承认隐性是一种罪性的话呢？那么这个就有点过分简单化。
So we only admit sin is addiction is a sin, it simplifies the problem.
那么如果我们只承认这个瘾性是一个疾病的话呢，这个也不能够解决根本问题，因为它推卸掉个人的责任。
So we only contribute as a disease, we really shirk personal responsibility.
所以呢，这两种倾向都对医治瘾性的话不能够起到一个决定性的作用。
So those either one cannot really become the major factor.
所以我们认识到问题的本质啊，才会帮助我们去解决问题哈。
So if we recognize the complexity of the issue, then can solve the problem.
那我们知道啊，我们当中有好多人从事医学方面，比安卡是做以前做护士的哈。
And so we have a lot of people here that is in the medical field.
那么我们就知道说，其实你要知道医生去给你诊断并医治，其实很多的病是不是医生给你治好，是你自己治好的。
And very often we know that even you go see the doctor, not the doctor heal you, actually is you, your body just cure itself.
因为很多的疾病都是靠我们自身的免疫力、自身的恢复，然后自身的治愈的能力来痊愈的。
Because very often our the disease is depend on our own body to heal itself.
医生只是用药物各种来帮助我们去调理，使这个恢复的过程比较畅通。
And so the doctor very often uses medication to help us maybe shorten the process.
所以我们知道这是医治身体的疾病哈。
And now we talk about physical illness.
那如果我们去医治这种灵里面受到的一些伤害怎么办？
But how do we deal with the spiritual hurt?
其实这个秘密就在于我们灵里面的伤害只有神才可以医治。
Only God is through God's power that can heal the spiritual hurt.
所以医治这个隐性的话，除非有神的能力。
And so in order to cure addiction, we have to use God's power.
不然的话是很难在其中的人可以逃离出来的。
Otherwise, it's very hard to break from addiction.
所以医治隐性啊，只能是这种根治隐性就要借力得力哈。
And so in order to cure addiction, we have to use God's power to free us from a break from the addiction.
那么我们知道说我们以前讲过，我跟大家分享过一个人叫 Christopher Yuan。
And so I have a talk about Christopher Yuan.
那他叫袁佑轩呢哈。
Christopher Yuan.
他父母是从台湾来的。
And his parents came from Taiwan.
那么他在这里面长大，但是发现他 后来去了大学之后，他就染上了毒品。
And so he was grew up in the, this country, and then he became addicted to drug when he was in college.
后来自己他也贩卖毒品。
And he started selling drugs.
以至于他的生活一塌糊涂。
So his life became hopeless.
那后来很多次被抓到监狱里面去。
And he was a prison many times.
那直到说最后他真的是他的父母为他祷告，他真的是悔改。
And so until his parents actually pray for him for so long, he finally confessed.
那么真的神是医治了他，他真的是完全的改变。
And God has totally healed him. He changed 100%.
不但他自己的毒品的瘾性，包括他同性恋的倾向等等，都完全改变了。
Besides, he was able to kick his addiction and also his homosexuality.
所以他现在是在一个非常在美国常常到各地去做演讲的一个讲员哈。
Then he became a speaker, to all over the country.
很难请得到他来讲的哈。
And it's very hard to get him.
那么他也在大学里面教书，他自己也有修了很多的博士学位等等哈。
And he received a doctor degree and also teaching in universities.
这个人就是完全改变了。
This person totally changed.
所以说，你根治隐性的话，除非有神的能力。
So therefore, that in order to really kick the habit, you need God's help.
所以，人的这个人是一个有灵的实体哈。
And we are the spiritual being.
那么灵使我们认识着真正的主人。
And so we know who is the true master.
但是人堕落之后，便丧去了这种识别真正主人的能力。
And once we fall in the humanity, we lost that discernment.
那么结果是怎么样呢？就是我们随便看每一个人哈。
And what happened is that we treat everything casually.
那所有的东西都可以成为我们的主人。
Anything can become our master.
那么我们现在来看两段经文哈。
And so let's look at two other passages.
第一段经文在罗马书的第六章十节到十四节。
So the first one is Romans chapter 6, 10 to 14.
这段经文就告诉我们了，这个隐性是一种罪。
And here talk about addiction is a sin.
那么罗马书第六章第十节这样讲，他死是像罪死了只有一次，他活是像神活着。
The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lived to God.
这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desire.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器皿，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And so do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instrument of the weakness.But rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as an instrument of righteousness.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace.
好，那么除了这段经文之外，我们再看另外一段，在哥林多前书的第六章十九到二十节。
So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20.
哥林多前书第六章十九节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Do not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
You were brought at a price, therefore honor God with your body.
所以说我们看到这里讲到，那么蒙恩得救的人是不一样的了。
So we know people receiving grace is very different.
罪不能在我们身上做主。
And they cannot become the master.
那么我们有这种能力可以认识神是我们的主人。
So we know that our God is our master.
那么圣经告诉我们，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
In the Bible, we talk about we cannot serve two gods.
那么陷入隐性陷阱的人呢， 必然成为隐性的奴隶。
And so if you are involved with addiction, you become your master.
那没有办法你可以称耶稣基督为主的。
You cannot call Jesus as your master.
所以这个就是隐性的根本的问题。
And so this is the root problem of addiction.
那么我们怎么样去面对隐性带给我们的挑战？
How do we face the challenge that addiction bring us?
怎么样去摆脱隐性的束缚呢？
How can we get rid of this bondage?
好，现在又是测验的时间了啊。
And now is a little test.
我们第一次讲的问题是讲的愤怒，对不对？
And the first one we talk about anger.
愤怒所对应的基督徒的品格是什么？
And how do we deal with anger?
忍耐。
It's a patience.
我们第二次讲的是忧虑。
And the second time we talk about worry.
那么忧虑所对应的基督徒的品格是喜乐。
So how corresponding is joy.
我们第三次讲的是内疚。
And so we talk about guilt.
内疚所对应的基督徒的品格是平安。
So we need to use peace.
那么我们今天讲的是隐性，它所对应的基督徒的品格是什么？
So when we talk about addiction, what is the corresponding character?
节制。
Is a self-discipline or self-control.
Yeah, self-control. 哈，这种是节制哈。
Self-control.
所以对付隐性的这个秘密呢，就隐藏在这个基督徒的品格里面，节制。
So the secret of deal with addiction is the self-control.
节制就是基督徒的自由。
So self-control that actually the freedom of a Christian.
我们的自由就是说，我们对上帝说 yes.
We say yes to God.
然后我们对隐性说 no，
We say no to addiction.
我们不能够在这个事情上做任何的妥协哈。
We cannot compromise in this area.
人必须要面对我们自己过去所有的伤害。
We must once everyone need to confront our past trauma or hurt.
无论这个伤害是多么样的痛苦
，No matter how painful.
我们都要想法去对付它
We have to deal with it.
而不是在隐性当中寻求片刻的解脱
And not seeking momentary escape from addiction.
我现在讲到这里的话我只讲到两种隐性哈
And now I only talk about two different types of addiction.
一种是醉酒一种是毒品
One is alcohol, the other one is drug.
大家在底下听的哈这样的非常的轻松我既不喝酒我也不用毒品
So you say this has nothing to do with me I don't drink nor using drugs
你现在想我啊陈牧师今天讲的跟我一点关系都没有
Anything you say have nothing to do with me
其实啊隐性有很多的方式
But addiction has many different manifestations
我随便讲一讲大概有十几种
And so there's at least more than 10
你想想你有没有
And oh my God ask you see if you have it
第一种就赌博
Gamble
你知道中国人喜欢赌博、哦。
Chinese people love to gamble、
哎。中国人很多品格很好，非常努力的工作，非常努力的存钱、赚钱。
Chinese people have a lot of good characters, working hard and saving the money.
但不知为什么到赌场就完全变了一个人了。
They change another person when they go to gamble.
哎呀，挥金如土啊。
And they spend money like nothing.
这个美国人都知道的哈。
And a lot of Americans know that.
东岸的大西洋城到西岸的这个拉斯维加斯，到处都是中国人在那里。
And no matter east coast to Las Vegas, they're filled with casino is filled with Chinese people.
那么黄色网页啊
，pornography.
那么电子打电子游戏哈
，excessive games gaming.
以前是看电视，现在电视已经不太有这么多人，很多人看什么？看你的手机对不对
So in the past we watch TV Now we use our smartphones
不停地翻任何时候都在翻你的手机
Continue just you know
我这一边讲道就有些人底下还在翻
So even I'm preaching People are using their phone
Yeah 就是我们变成一种不能控制自己了
We cannot control it、
哎、网络上我们天天要在电脑上网络下不来、啊、
And
一天到晚
we need to be on the internet We cannot get off
你炒股票炒股票也是隐性
And stock trading
很多人呢，哎，我越说，大家就觉得我们越多了哈。
And the more I say, the more you might have.
你知不知道购物也会是一种隐性
？And you know shopping is addiction as well.
以前教会有个姐妹送我一大堆衣服，我说哪来你买那么多衣服，正好是我的 size 呢。
The one sister liked to shop. I'll give Pastor Chen a lot of clothes. Wow, it really fits me well.
她说是这个东西减价，她就觉得说。 减价这么便宜，一定要买。
So she feels that once it's on sale, she had to buy.
放她家里好多年了。
And so it's accumulating her home for
many years. 拿出来我说，为什么这个样子是这么古怪的？要是不是新的，好多年老式的衣服了。
It was very, very old-fashioned.
那么食物也可以上瘾的。
And also food can become addiction.
巧克力。
Chocolate.
咖啡因。
Caffeine.
我知道有人喝咖啡从早上一直喝到下午。
I know people drinking coffee from morning to night.
喝一大桶不够，还要喝两大桶。
And they use a gallon of it.
哎，很多人是这样。
A lot of people are like that.
另外，偷窃。
Stealing.
到商店去偷人家东西。
To steal merchandise in the store.
有的是不是因为他需要哦。
Not because they need it.
就是因为他不偷就手痒的哈。
Because they get really itchy if they don't do it.
看见一定要拿。
They need to steal.
睡觉也是一种瘾。
And sometimes over asleep excessively.
Yeah. 然后看球赛，你看美国人好多人对球赛发疯的哈。
And sports, like a lot of American people.
旅游也是啊。
Travel.
我们当中有没有人旅游
？A lot of people love to travel.
会上瘾的。你去完一次，你想下一次。
And when you start once, you want to go next time.
专门有人最后干脆就住在那 cruise 上不下来了。
And so there are people actually live on the cruise.
不团的坐，但生活实在是没有意思。回到家里面，那就是哎两个人坐，这趟做完坐下一趟，这趟线做完坐下一趟线。美国真的有这样的人啊。
There's actually a lot of people live on the cruise.
没有办法面对生活。
They cannot face the reality of their life.
甚至工作都可能是隐性，所以我们才有个词叫 workaholic, right?
And so that people call workaholic because you're addicted to work.
锻炼身体。
And also exercise.
Trust me, 有人说我要锻炼身体，我去打球啊，打球会上瘾的。
Yes. I'm addicted to pickleball.
She's great, yeah. 所以弟兄姐妹，这个。很多的隐性，这些其实都在我们的生活中，或多或少的会影响我们。
So we all have different or various addiction will affect our life.
那我们怎么样去面对呢？首先，我们就是要采取一些步骤。我给大家有三个建议哈。
So how do we face it? We need to take three steps.
如果你发现了症状，你马上要采取措施。
And once you find the symptoms, you have to take some steps.
You don't go there, 哈。
Just不要到那个到那里去。
就是你发觉你有这个问题，你马上要采取措施。一旦你到了那个隐性的地步，那个地方你就这样出来就非常困难了。
But once you become addicted, it's very hard to get out.
你出来的话，就是不死要脱成皮哈。
And even though you might not die, but you might shed a skin.
而你会发现我有这个倾向的话，你要有什么节制哈，有节制要控制。
And so once you're prone to that addiction.You need to have self-control.
那第二点，如果你真的觉得说自己已经到了有隐性的这个程度了，怎么办
？So secondly, if you find that you do have some addiction tendency,
你要公开这个秘密。
You need to be transparent.
你要告诉你周围的人，你所爱的人，你说我有这个问题。
So you need to share your secret with your loved ones.
你知道隐性啊，对人的伤害最大的，它就是。在秘密之中，它才有最大的杀伤力。
So, do you know what's the most harmful effect is that you live in that secrecy?
当你告诉说周围的人说我有这个隐性的问题的时候，你的问题已经解决一半了。
So, if you are willing to share your secret and your problem solved at least 50%.
第三个的话就是寻求帮助。
Thirdly is seek for help.
那么上瘾的人是没有办法自救的。
Addicted people cannot help themselves.
有人还觉得说我可以控制，你控制不了。相信，如果你一旦上瘾了，你是根本没有办法自己救自己。
Once you become addicted, it's very hard to help yourself.
而且呢，上瘾的人不会主动求救的。
And usually they don't take initiative to ask for help.
所以很多时候，周围的人呢，真的你需要帮助他才可以。
And those people who are around them need to help them.
所以上瘾的人必须有这种在外界的强力的干预之下。
So under those addicted people need to have a very external intervention.
那必须有一个强烈的愿望。
And they have a strong desire.
那么恳求神的能力介入。
And ask God's intervention.
因为最后是上帝把你的隐性拿走。
Eventually God will remove your addiction.
所以上瘾的人如果没有这种自愿的意识，这个东西没有办法去根除。
So if you do not have a desire, that is not going to be removed automatically.
那么 有一个著名的牧师叫 Tom Evans， 他举了讲到隐性，他举了一个例子啊，我觉得很好。
And someone that was very famous at using this illustration.
那么他讲到说啊，我们知道我们上年纪人，如果从亚洲来，你知道以前洗衣服用搓板的吗？
And so people from many years ago, being older, that we know we use a washboard.
哇，这么多人都使用过，哎，用搓板洗衣服哈。
And we use a washboard to wash our clothes.
但是后来的话，我们就有这个洗衣机了，对不对？
Now we have a washing machines.
那么有些老人家他不习惯，说洗衣机洗的不干净。
我还要用手洗。Clean the clothes. I have to use my hands.
但是如果你不把你的衣服放在洗衣机里面的话，你永远是什么？你要用搓板来洗东西，对不对
？But if you do not put your clothes in the washing machine, you might need to use a washboard.
你没法受益于这个洗衣机所带来便利的好处。
You cannot benefit from the washing machine.
所以我们要想根治我们的隐性，我们要借助上帝的能力。
So in order to kick the addiction, we need God's help.
你就要放弃自己这种要努力做的办法，把这些事情怎么样交在神的手里。
You need to really give up how hard that you're trying, that you need to ask God to help you.
就像把衣服你要放在洗衣机里面，你才能得到那个能力，对不对
？Just like you put your dirty clothes in the washing machine, and the clothes will be clean.
以前有一个人呢，他的名字叫 John Robbie Eddy.
And there's one person called John Robbie Eddy.
那么他的这个毒品呢，上瘾呢，就是非常严重了。
He is addicted to drugs.
那么他甚至有两次这个都毒品过量，都差一点没有死掉哈。
And twice he almost lost his life, when he overdosed.
然后送到医院去抢救哈。
And he was resuscitated in the hospital.
哎呀，他有各种各样的犯罪的前科，他被逮捕了一共有25次哈。
He was actually have
不是25次 ，sorry， 45次。
He has so many criminal record. He actually was arrested 45 times.
Everybody look 看着这个人 ，this person is a mess.
And everybody looked this person and said, what a mess.
有最后一次他的这个犯罪比较严重，最后人家给他判刑25年。
So the last time was the most serious that he was sentenced to 25 years in prison.
这个到监狱里他这回想完了。25年在这里，我就完蛋了。我出来都多大年纪，我这辈子就毁了吗？不是。
My life is destroyed. I have to stay in the prison for 25 years.
虽然他是在一个基督徒的家庭里，但是他已经远离他的神，远离他的信仰。
He was growing up in a Christian family, but he already lost his faith.
就是在这个最后这次监狱里，他真正的悔改。
And then he was totally confess in the jail.
他说真的是。我自己真的对自己一点办法都没有。
He said, "I'm hopeless and helpless with myself."
除非神完完全全的改变我，把这些东西拿走，然后我真的是对自己没有办法。
Unless God can help me, otherwise I cannot do anything for myself.
就是在监狱的那一刻，哈，就是在监狱的那一刻。
In prison, there's one moment.
神的话临到了他。
God's word came to him.
神说：“我给你一个。”不公平的优势。
And the voice of God says, "I have given you the unfair advantage."
你要好好的使用。
You have to use wisely.
他自己不晓得这是话什么意思。
He have no idea what that means.
后来他慢慢就知道了哈。
And then gradually realize.
因为他的案子一审再审，后来就把他这个刑期给他减哈。
And so his sentence was reduced.
然后后来又说让他给他假释啊，提前，最后他就住了很短的时间就被放出来了。
So he was on parole that he was released in a short period of time.
他才知道神跟他说，为什么我给你一个不公平的优势。
So they finally know what God means. I have given you that unfair advantage.
And 出狱之后，他真的完全改变了，再与那些个毒品呐、啊，与那些狐朋狗友的。没有来往。
So once he was released, he totally changed. He stayed away from drugs and also the people who were involved with the drug.
不但如此，他还经常到处去跟人家分享神在他身上奇妙的工作。
And beside that, he has been willing to share what God has done in his life.
那么甚至他写了一本书，这本书的名字就叫《Unfair Advantage.
So he also wrote a book, actually the name of the book is called Unfair Advantage.
就是见证了神在这个人身上奇妙的工作。
And talk about, it's a testify, the wonderful work of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们当向隐性宣战。
And so we need to challenge to addiction.
所以今天我们讨论了隐性对人的困扰。
So we talk about the trouble that addiction has on people.
从他这个最初的伤害到后来的逃避，以及怎么样陷入隐性。
From the past trauma to escape, then how we get involved.
我们知道隐性既是一种罪性，也是一种疾病。
We also know addiction is a sin and also is a disease.
打破隐性的束缚，必然我们要借力得力。
And so breaking free from the bondage of addiction requires strength from God.
那么在基督里可以得到完全的医治。
And we can receive complete cure.Through Jesus Christ.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们仰望主你的荣光。
Dear Heavenly Father, we really look upon you.
主你是创始成终的神。
And you are the creator till the end.
你是施恩典与怜悯的主。
And you are the merciful God.
我们感谢你将耶稣基督赐给我们，成为我们救赎的盼望。
And then we thank you for giving Jesus Christ to us, then we have hope.
愿那复活的能力在我们心中大大的工作。
The power of resurrection really work among us.
因为我们知道，在我们心中的比这个世界更大。
So we know whatever is inside that is bigger than this world.
求主你帮助我们在座的每一位。
Please help every one of us here.
和每一位听到这信息的人。
Whatever hear this message.
愿我们可以对上帝说 yes.对隐性说 no.
So we can say yes to God and no to addiction.
因为耶稣基督是我们唯一可以信赖的主。
Because Jesus Christ is the only one that is our master.
愿他可以掌管我们的生命。
He can reign our life.
每天每日在我们的生活中做我们生命的主。
Every day he is the God of our life.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.